This year is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of our dear friend, Rav Chaim Feigenbaum, Chaim Yisuchar ben Chaim Moshkat, Shekodesh Boruch Yishlach Lo Refuah Shleima Min HaShomayim, L'Olam HaChivoro V'Shasa Gidav. This year will be an exception, and we will not be dealing with the Parshas HaShavua, but rather with probably one of the most basic ideas and most important mitzvahs that we have. It is Erev Lag BaOmer, Moitzoi Shabbos, Habo Aleinu L'Toivo is Lag BaOmer. We know that Yemei HaSfira, Yemei HaVeilus, Lag BaOmer is an exception. And the reason Lag BaOmer is a day of Simcha, the Ramo and many other Poiskim and Rishonim maintain that the terrible Mageifa, the plague that struck the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, ended on Lag BaOmer, and therefore this day is an exceptional day. All other days of Svira are days of Avelis. This day is a day of Simcha. So I just thought that dealing and thinking about the Mageifa, the terrible plague of 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Kiva that perished between Pesach and Atzeres, as Zoy Nagu Kovoid Zevezeh, it would be most appropriate this week to deal with the mitzvah of V'yohavto L'Reachu K'moicho. V'yohavto L'Reachu K'moicho Ani Hashem, and there's a famous statement of Rabbi Kiva, brought twice in Chazal, Torah's Koyanim, Parshas Kedoshim, and in Yerushalmi, Perik Tes of Masechet Nedorim. V'yohavto L'Reachu K'moicho, Zeklal Godol B'Torah. So we will be dealing first with the halachic definition of v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicho, the definition and its implications, and then some hisboneness in the halacha l'maisa of v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicho. So the Targum Onkelos on the posuk on the mitzvah v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicho writes very simple translation: b'terach me'lachavrach kavaseich anu Hashem. Targum Yonasan goes a step further, and his interpretation is V'terach melech avrach demin at sanilach lo tavid lei anu Hashem. What you wouldn't like people to do to you, don't do to others. And to many of us, this brings to mind what Rabbi Kiva told to the ger. In Shabbos Aflamet, there's the famous story of a ger that came before Rabbi Kiva, and he said, Gareni, could you convert me al Menashe Tilamdeni Korotere Kula al Regalachas? And Hillel Hazoken's response was, Mada Lachsani Lachavrach Lo Tavid. What you hate, don't do to others. If you would be disappointed by a certain act that others would do to you, don't do that to others. Hillel Hazoken didn't base his teaching on the posuk of Yehavtu Rachu Kamoicho, but that is precisely the interpretation of the Adam Yonison Ben Uziel of the mitzvah of Yehavtu Rachu Kamoicho. And I just want to bring to mind that in Sukkot Daf Chof Ches, Chazal teach us that Yonison Ben Uziel and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai were the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken. So obviously, this principle, this axiom, Rabbi Yonasan Ben Uziel learned from his great Rebbe, from Hillel HaZaken. The Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, when he deals with the Pasuk V'yahavta L'reacha Kamoicho, the Ramban argues that this is haflaga. It's an exaggeration, because a person could never love another person as one loves himself, and therefore it is a Pasuk that is B'derech haflaga. Another argument the Ramban brings up is Rabbi Kiva is the one that teaches us in Bava Metziah, Chayechu Koid Manachayecha Veecho. So how could the Torah say, V'yahavto L'reacho Kamoicho? So dealing with the abstract realm, the Ramban's argument seems to be a very valid one. Adam Korav Eitzel Atzmoy. But dealing with the halachic interpretation of V'yahavto L'reacho Kamoicho, if we accept the interpretation of Yonasan Ben Uziel, then the pusuk would be understood in a very simple fashion. Kamoicho, the emphasis on kamoicho means interact with others the way you would expect them and like them to interact with you. That is also the ruling of the Rambam. In Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchos Avelos, Hilchos Ovel, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Devrayim Levakar Esachoyinam Velanacham Avelam Velahoytzi Esemes Lahachnes Kalo Lechuposo Lelavot Ha'orchim Leitasek B'Kol Kol Tzorche HaKvura Laset El HaKatef Velelech Lefona Velespod Velachpor Vechene Sameach Kala Vechosen Ulesa Adam B'Kol Tzorcheyen. And all the above mentioned, Elohim Gimelas Chosodim Shebegufoi. The Rambam continues, Afal pi shekol mitzvot ha'ele midevrehem, hareihem bechlal, ve'ohavto lereachu kamoicho. Kol advorim she'ato ratse, she'asu otam lecha acherim, aseyata otam la'achicho v'toiro uv'mitzvos. So the Rambam is very similar to Targum Yonis ben Uziel. The Rambam writes, Bikocholem, Hachnosas Kala, Lissameachosan Vekala, caring for people, helping people in times of need, in times of desperation. That is the mitzvah of Gimelas Chosodim, which is a mitzvah of Rabbonan. However, all these mitzvahs are included in the general mitzvah, V'yuhavtu l'reachu kamoicho. Kol advorim sh'ata rotze shi'asu otam lecha achirim, ase ata otam la'achichu v'toyro v'mitzvahs. That's the same principle of Hillel HaZaken. Ma'ad alach sani l'chav l'chlo ta'avid. But let us just note that while the connotation of Hillel HaZaken and his disciple Yonis ben Aziel is a negative one, ma'ad alach sani l'chav l'chlo ta'avid, the Rambam's formulation is a positive one. Kol advorim shata rotze shi'asu otam lecha achirim, asei ata otam la'achicho v'toyro v'mitzvos. While Hillel HaZaken and Yonis ben Aziel say, what you wouldn't like others to do to you, don't do to others, the Rambam states the same principle, but in a positive formulation. The things that you would enjoy others doing for you, go out of your way and do those things to others. So the Rambam is based on the same moral principle. Where do we find that this has to do with V'yahavtu l'reachu kamoicho? Because Hillel HaZaken just uses this idea in trying to convey a central Torah message to the ger that asked him, Lamdeni kol haTorah kula legalachas. But we do find the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Pei Daled. The Gemara deals with the questions that Adam paid on the Medal of whether a son could let blood for his father. Bloodletting was once a very accepted practice. People believed that it would enhance one's health. And the question is whether a son, a child, could do this procedure to his parent. Chayvel ba'ovav imoy is an isadiraisa. It's actually one of the harshest transgressions that we find in the Torah. And the Gemara says a svara v'yohavto l'reacho kamoicho. Rashi on the spot explains, bloodletting is an act of mercy. It's an act of medicine. It was considered to be a very healthy procedure and an essential one to enhance a person's health. And therefore, Chazal argue that it would be included in the V'yahavtu l'reachu kamoicho, and it cannot be a transgression, and therefore a son is entitled to do this procedure to a parent. And obviously, it is a very interesting argument, because we are dealing with the concept of the loises of chayvel aviv v'imoy. What does it have to do with V'yahavtu l'reachu kamoicho? But what we see here is V'yahavtu l'reachu kamoicho is the underlying principle in all the mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveiro, the entire realm of interacting with other people. Anyone, with anyone, whether it's a stranger or a family member or a rabbi or a parent, the underlying and most important principle is V'yahavtu l'reachu kamoicho. And I think that is why Rabbi Kiva said V'yahavtu l'reachu kamoicho ze klal godel b'toyro. Not only in the realm of Bein Odom Lamokoim, or not only in the realm of Musa and Midas Toivis, but also by halachic definition. So what we learn from this Gemara is, if this act is legitimate, and should be encouraged by the concept of Yehavtul Rahu Kamaichu, it cannot be included in the Isra of Choyvel Ovev Ve'imoy. It would not be defined as a Chabola, and therefore the Gemara argues that a person is entitled to do this procedure to a parent. So what we learned from this Gemara is, number one, Yehavtul Rahu Kamaichu is the basic axiom upon which all other mitzvahs sheben adam lechaveroi rest, and also the principle that whatever you would like other people to do for you, you are entitled and obliged to do to other people. And therefore, if this procedure is considered a positive procedure, a healthy one, one that people seek and encourage, it cannot be an Isra, because a mitzvah cannot be a transgression. And this is the mitzvah of V'yohavto L'Reacho Kamoicho. So I think this Gemara proves the point that the Rambam and Yonasan ben Azur both state. The Rambam in a positive formulation, Yonasan ben Azur in a negative one, that V'yohavto L'Reacho Kamoicho is not only a mitzvah shebelev. Loving another person means caring for him, trying to fulfill his needs, giving a helping hand. And whatever you would like other people to do for you, do for others. Whatever you would dislike other people doing to you, abstain from doing those acts to others. So this Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Daled seems to me to be the most clear raya to this idea, and to the kesha this idea has with V'yahavtu L'Reachu Kamoicho. The Marsho in Shabbos Aflamed notes, why did Hillel respond to that ger and say in a negative way, Mad alach sani l'chavrach lo tavik? Why didn't Hillel use the Rambam's formulation, V'yahavtu L'Reachu Kamoicho, do to others what you would like them to do for you? The Masho argues that this idea contradicts Chayecho Koidma L'Chayecha Vecho. However, the Masho doesn't note that the Rambam does formulate the same idea in a positive fashion, so obviously it cannot contradict Chayecho Koidma L'Chayecha Vecho. In my humble opinion, the principle of Chayecho Koidma L'Chayecha Vecho has nothing to do with V'yahavtu L'Reachu Kamoicho, and it does not contradict Kamoicho. Chayecho Koidma L'Chaveicho Vecho is a halachic principle, in my opinion, to my understanding, which deals only with the question of Hatzolas Nefoshes. When a person has a slave, in Brachas, in Kedushin Daf Chaf, the Gemara says, Ki Toiv Lo Imcho, Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi, if you only have one set of linen, you cannot take it for yourself. You have to give it to your slave, because ki toiv lo yimach. If you have one meal, you cannot eat it yourself. You have to give it to your slave, because the pasuk says ki toiv lo yimach. You cannot take for yourself any privilege which you do not give to your slave. But on the other hand, a person could give his slave what he doesn't have for himself. Why don't we say Chayecho Koidma L'Chayecha Vecho? This kasha is a tremendous one, because both principles seem to be based on the same formulation of the pasuk, V'chai Ochicho Imcho. This is the pasuk in which Rabbi Kiva argues Imcho means Chayecho Koidma L'Chayecha Vecho. The principle of avdus, the relationship between a master and a slave, is based on the pasuk ki toiv lo imach. So how could this same formulation of a pasuk imach imcho have two different and very different interpretations? Regarding atzolas nefoshes, we say chayechu koidmin lachayecha vecho, and regarding the way you treat a slave, chayei avdecho koidmin lechayecho. So if there is anything of which you have only one set, you cannot take it for yourself, you are expected to give it to your slave, to your eved. So what seems to be very clear to me, that Chazal applied Oimek HaSvara and the feeling of Ruach HaKodesh, when it deals with Asaras Nefoshes, a person's livelihood is not his own. It is not something he could give away. And therefore, when we're dealing with the question of Pikuach Nefesh and Asaras Nefoshes, Chazal make it very clear, Chayechu Koidma L'Chayechu V'Echu. When we're dealing with Gemilas Chesedim, with something which is not life-saving or life-threatening, you always put another person before yourself. And therefore I don't see any contradiction between the basic idea of Masha Atu Roitze Shiyasu Acherem Lecho, Asay Atu LaAcherem. In no way does this basic idea contradict the principle of Chayecho Koidmen L'Chayei Chaveecho. The Rashba deals with a halachic question. Tshuvas Rashba Chelak Aleph Siman Reish Nun Beis, and once again in Reish Nun Vav, Reish Nun Zayin, whether the mitzvah of Prika and Teina applies to human beings or only to animals. Kisira Shoyer Ochicho Roivitz Tachas Masoi. There's a mitzvah of Oziv Tazavimoi. Does that apply to a human laborer? The Rashba deals with this question, and the Rashba's conclusion is it applies to a human laborer, a worker, as well. However, the Radbaz negates the Rambam's, the Rashba's opinion, Chuvas Radbaz Chelek Aleph Tov Shin Chof Ches, and he writes, no, a human laborer, a worker, bears responsibility for himself, and if the burden is too heavy for him, he shouldn't have undertaken that burden in the first place, and therefore there would be no mitzvah of Oziv Tazavimoy. However, the Radbaz comments, there's another mitzvah which would demand that we help a fellow man, and that is the mitzvah of V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. So V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha might be the most important principle in Torah. Rabbi Kiva says that Klal Gadol b'Torah, Hillel HaZaken, when he was looking for one concept which would convey the most central message of Torah Hashem, of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism, this is the idea he found. The practical implications of this mitzvah are many. The Rambam, on one hand, as we quoted before, Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Avel, the Rambam says, the entire spectrum of Gemilas Chesedim, Achnosas Kala, Bikur Cholim, Levoyes Ames, Levayat Orchim, all these are part of the general mitzvah we have to Reachu Kamoichu, but there is no limit and no end to various ways and manifestations to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of V'ahavto L'Reachu Kamoichu. There's an unbelievable tshuva in Tshuvas Maharsham Chelek Beisim and Reish Yud. But the Shaila is even more inspiring than the tshuva. When the Adderes was chosen, elected to be the Rav of Yerushalayim, and with great awe and trepidation did he approach this tafkid, the Adderes turned to the Maharsham with a very practical Shaila. And what he asked the Masham was considered the Paisik Ador, the Rav of Brzezhan, a very choshev community in Galicia, in Poland. The Adderes turned to the Masham with a practical question. I have taken upon myself the responsibility of being a Rav to a community. Am I entitled to eat or sleep? What happens if I'm in the middle of a meal with my family and somebody knocks on the door with a shaila? Could I turn him away, or is it my obligation to make myself available 24 hours a day? And if I'm sleeping, do I have to ask my family to wake me up because somebody came to the door with a shaila? And the Marsham, in his response, quotes an unbelievable braisa that's in the Masechet Smachos, And the Braisa says that when Haruge HaMalchus, the greatest Tanoim, were in the Roman dungeon, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel and Rab Yishmuel Kohen Gadol conversed, and they made a cheshbon and nefesh for themselves. Why? Why did this tragedy befall us? Why are we here and not in Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim? Why will we be Haruge HaMalchus and Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol was the one that said perhaps it happened that I was asleep and a woman came to the door, Lish oil al pischei nido v'halcha v'pachei nefesh v'avar al inui hadin. Maybe a woman came to the door with a mara, with a shayla, shaylas noshim, and I was asleep and she was turned away. She came home to her husband without a clear answer, and I caused them magmas nefesh, and maybe this is the reason I am here in the Roman dungeon being executed. Now, this is a very shocking Mamar Chazal, and it is clear to all of us that it must be understood in the context of HaKodesh Baruch Hu Medaktik in Tzadikov Kechut HaSaro. But nevertheless, the Masham quotes this Braisa in his response to the Aderes. However, the Masham concludes that a rabbi obviously is also a human being. Well, I definitely think so. And inasmuch being a human being, he is entitled to some sleep or to eat. So Me'ikar HaDin, Erov definitely is entitled to have his privacy and his hours, but the Masham writes, my personal minig is I never turn a person away, whether it be in the middle of the night, early in the morning, whether I'm asleep or whatever I'm doing, whatever I am engaged in, I would never turn a person away. And this is something which is awe-inspiring, because the Masham was obviously an unbelievably busy person, writing thousands of tshuvas. He was the biggest Meshav in his generation, the love of a big community. And he testifies that my personal minig, even though it is, how would one say, above and beyond the call of duty, but the Masham says, this is my personal minig. Never was a person, a man or a woman, turned away, or a child, when he knocked on the door and came to ask a shayla. And the Masham writes that maybe this would be part of the general concept of V'yuhavto L'reacho K'moicho. Does this mitzvah apply only to observant Jews? How do we relate to people that aren't Shomer Torah v'mitzvahs, or to non-Jews? Are they included in this mitzvah or not? Obviously, this seems to be a machlekes in Rishonim. The Rambam that we quoted before, Perek Yud Dalad Hilchos Ovel Halacha Aleph, in the last line of this halacha, Kol Advarim She'ata Roitza She'yasu Acherim Lacha, Asei Ata Otam La'Ochicho B'Torah U'V'Mitzvos. So it was quite clear in the Rambam, Kum Moicho, Reacho. This mitzvah applies only to God-fearing and Torah-observing Jews. Einoi Oisa Masa Amcho is not included in this mitzvah. The Yerayim, Rav Elozer Mametz, one of the great Baalei HaTosfos in Siman Reish Chof Dalet, writes, we know this rule from Kum Moicho. Lamadnu mikan shemitzuvim Yisrael lehov et chavareihem liyot b'leiv toiv ze im ze. Yochol lekol. One might assume that this includes every Jew. Talmud lo mekum moicho. L'areach hu shu kum moicho shemachnas atzmoi ba'ol shomayim v'oyev mitzvah kum moicho. Aval im urusha ein cho mitzuvah la'ahavo kimutar lisanoto. The same is in this mag and in many other sources. However, we find the big tradition of Rabbeinu Bachya, Rabbeinu Bachya was one of the great Rishonim in Parshas Yisroi. In the love of Loisano Bereachu Eid Shokar, Rabbeinu Bachya comments, the Pasuk doesn't say, Lo Amar Ba'achicha, Loisano Ba'ochichu Eid Shokar, like the Pasuk says, Lo Sashich La'ochicho, La'kol Avedus Ochicho, V'ki Yaitse Bezeh. Kan Yizur Afilu Al Ha'akum, V'chei Matzinu V'yishalo Ish Me'esrei Eho. And this pasuk refers to the Egyptians, to the Mitzrim. So Rabbeinu Bachya argues, Re'acha refers to every human being. Unlike Ochicho, Ochicho is interpreted by Chazal to mean Ochicho b'Torah v'b'mitzvos. Re'acha includes every human being. So Rabbeinu Bachya deals with Loisana b'Re'acha v'Eishoko, but we could assume from his interpretation what Re'acha means. V'yahavto l'reachu kamoichu would include even non-Jews. However, according to the Yeraim, the source of excluding non-observant people is not from reachu, but from kamoichu. Tona de Be'eliyahu, Perek Ted Zayin. I don't know whether everybody is familiar what this sefer is, Tona de Be'eliyahu. It is between various sources of Chazal, a very unique sefer. Tana de Be'eliyahu is Divrei Torah that Eliyahu Anavi taught one of the great Amoraim, Rav Onan. Rav Onan was an Amora, and Chazal say, it's a Gemara in Ksuvos, that Rav Onan had the special privilege. Eliyahu Anavi used to come to him, and he used to teach him Torah. That's a Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Kuvav Omed Aleph. Anyway, Torah de Be'eliyahu Perek Tes Zayin, and I'm quoting the Loshon of Chazal, which is actually the Torah of Eliyahu Hanavi. Omeli Rebbe, Maseh haya bi shemacharti lagoyal ba'akurim shel tamorim v'madaditi lo bebeis ofel machzo al machzo. It was dark, there was no lighting. I gave him the quantity that he bought, that I sold him. אמרתי לו בני, הכוס הבאים על עיסה שכס ריחו, ריחו הריו כאוכיחו והכיחו הריו כריחו, הוא למד אותו שגזל הגוי גזל. So this Tana de Be'eliyahu supports the argument of Rabbeinu Bachya that ריחו includes even non-Jews. Rav Chaim Vital was the great disciple of the Ari. The Ari actually didn't write any Torah. All the Kisvei HaAri, everything we have from the Ari HaKadosh, is only from his great Talmud, Rav Chaim Vital, Shoyodele V'maskem HaTorah Rabbi La'acherim. And Rav Chaim Vital's writings are Divrei Kabbalah. However, he has one Sefer, which is mostly Shuvah L'chol Nefesh, and that is a Sefer called Shari Kedusha. And in Shari Kedusha, Rav Chaim Vital writes, Chosid Amiti Ohev Kol Adam Afilu Nochori. If I would quote this from any present day rabbi, people would assume, well, maybe he's a progressive rabbi, maybe he is a maskil, but nobody would accuse Rav Chaim Vital of being a maskil or a reformist or a progressive thinker. Rav Chaim Vital was the greatest Baal Kabbalah in history, the Talmud of the Ari HaKadosh, Kodosh and Tohoyo. And he is the one that says that a real chassid should love every human being, Jew or Gentile. According to Rabbeinu Bachya, this idea, this concept might be included in V'yahavto l'reachu kamoicho, if reacho means a non-Jew. Regarding our brethren, Jews that, to our dismay, aren't observant. This is a big controversy throughout the ages, and Gedolei HaPoskim and I wrote about this shaila at length. My firm conclusion is, in accordance with the Chazon Ish in Yerodeya Siman Beis, in which the Chazon Ish makes it very clear. None from people in our world, in our society, would all be defined by halachic definition as tenoikis shenishbu, and therefore mitzvah le'ohavam ve'asur lisnotam. The Chazon Ish quotes the Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Ahavas Chesed. The fact that we weren't successful in bringing them back to Yiddishkeit does not mean that they should be rejected. And the vast majority of non-observant people in our times, whether in Eretz Yisrael or in America or anywhere else, would fit into the category, the halachic definition of Tanaki Shenishbo, Mitzuvam Anu Lahachyoisam, Ulekarvam, Uleohavam. They definitely would be included in the mitzvah of V'yohavto L'reyahu Kumoichu. So maybe at some other opportunity we will deal more with the halachic aspect of this general discussion, how we relate to non-from people. And this is a very important and sometimes a very pressing halachic issue. Just some time ago I met with a big group of newcomers to Yiddishkeit, Balei Tshuva, and they presented various shailas, various things that troubled them. And one of those wonderful young people told me that the last Seder he made, he invited his parents, his brothers, sisters, the extended family to his Seder. Most of them aren't from, and he was tormented by the fact that, you know, if you invite a person to a meal, you could be polite and pour the wine into his glass and, you know, not having him pour the wine. But when you're dealing with dalat kaisis for a bigger family, then you can't just spend the entire night pouring everybody's cup of wine, and it would look very strange and very suspicious. So people were pouring wine, and he had to, you know, hold cheshbon which bottle they touched and which bottle they didn't touch. So when we met with that group of people, it was already after Pesach, I told them, I'm sorry that you didn't ask me before Pesach, but I hope you will remember what I'm telling you the next Pesach. So I really hope that by next Pesach everybody's going to be shum, so you won't have this problem. But if you still will have this problem, then one could definitely rely that bismaneinu, good people coming together to have a Seder, even if some of them are Mechala Shabbos v'Faresia, they're definitely not Menasach Yayin, and you definitely could use a bottle of wine even though it was poured by one of them. So maybe at some other time we'll get a more depth insight into this halachic issue, but I just wanted to bring this concluding the sugya of V'yohavta L'reyachu Kamoichu. So Chazal tells us the terrible story about that mega tragedy that struck our people when 24,000 scholars, obviously the greatest scholars of the generation, perished in a very short time, being Pesach Latzeres. Why? Shaloi nahagu kovoid zebeze. But is that such a terrible transgression? Do we find anywhere in our sources that a person doesn't respect another person as chayiv misa? So obviously, it is not because they were chayiv misa. Torah is transmitted from one generation to the other, and in every generation, the greatest gedolei yisrael are the ones that the Rambam defines as matikei hashmuel. The Torah of matikei hashmuel has to be pure. It has to be refined. Obviously, it was expected of the disciples of Rabbi Kiva they should be matikei hashmuel, because Rabbi Kiva was the greatest teacher, the greatest Tana, the greatest Torah scholar of his time. It definitely was destiny that his disciples are the ones to transmit Torah to the coming generation. But if those Talmidim couldn't be noyakovet zebezeh, they were found unfit to fulfill the role of matikei hashmuel. Nigzero hagzero. They had to move on, to perish, to make place for others that would be fitting. for the historic role of Matike Hashmua. So in Yevamos Samech Beis Amud Beis, Chazal described the tragedy of 24,000 Talmidim that perished. V'hoyu hu oylam shomein ad shebora b'kiveitzu rabbeinu shebedorim v'shanu lohem. Who were rabbeinu shebedorim? In Yevamos Samech Beis, Chazal say five great Tanoim: Reb Meir Bar Anes, Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi, Reb Yosi Ben Chalafta, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Elozer Ben Shamua. In Koheles Rabo, Parashi Yud Aleph, there is another of the great Tanoim mentioned in the list of rabbeinu shebedorim, and that is Reb Nechemya. These were the greatest sages, the later Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva ben Yosef. I was so moved when I realized b'mechave hashas v'medroshe chazal and Bavli and Yerushalmi, outstanding mamorim in the tchum, in the realm of Ahavas Leim and Kvoid Chaveirim, mamorim of those great Tanoim Rabbeinu Shebedorim. So obviously they truly were fit to be Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef is the one that teaches us, you have to l'reachu kamoichu zekar godol b'toira. He is the one that taught us chav avodam shenivro b'tzelem, chibu yeseira nodat lu shenivro b'tzelem elokim, chaviv in yisrol shenikru borem lamokoim, chibu yeseira nodat lahem shenikru borem lamokoim. Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef is the one that says, "Es Hashem Elokecho Tiro LeRabo Is Talmid HaChachamim." Rabbeinu Shebedorim, they were the true Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, not the multitudes that were not Nayakovet Zevese, but the few and the greatest. Rabbi Meir Bar Anes in Tanhuma Parshas V'Yechi says, "Kolam Avorech Hasisol, Kilam Avorech Hasashchino." That is along the line of Rabbi Akiva, Chav Avodam, Shenivro B'Tzelem Elokim. Rabbi Yehuda, number two, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloah says in Medrash Shir HaShirim Rabo, Kol HaMekabel Pnei Chaverim Kiilu Mekabel Pnei HaShchino, striking similarity to the Ma'amar of Rabbi Meir. Kol HaMevorach HaSesor Kiilu Mevorach HaShchino. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol HaMekabel Pnei Chaverim Kiilu Mekabel Pnei HaShchino. Probably many of you recall Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Omed Beis, Mi Yomai Lo Ovarti Al Divrei Chaverai Yodei Ani Batzmi Sheineni Koyen V'Af Al Pi Ken Emoimim Mi Chaverai Alei Leduchan Hoyisi Yoylo. Rabbi Elozer ben Shemua is the one that teaches us in Perik Dalad of Masechet Avos Mishneh Tezvav, Yehi Kvoi Talmid Chocho V'Volechu Kishelcho Kvoit Chaveicho, Kemoir Rabcho, Moir Rabcho, Kemoir Shamayim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Perhaps first and foremost amongst the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Lag Ba'omer as Yomer de Hilula de Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, dedicated to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Could there be anything more striking or more inspiring than what Reb Shimon teaches us in Brochas Daf Mem Gimel? Noyach lo la'odom shiyap al atzmo lekif shen oweish val yalbin pnei chaveiroi berabim. That was the Torah of Rabbeinu Shebedorim. That was the true Torah. They were the true Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, and therefore they were zoicha that the entirety of Torah, entire Torah Shebalpeh, is their Torah. Because in Sanhedrin Daf Peivav Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Stam Mishneh Rab Meir, Stam Safro Rab Yehuda, Stam Safri Rab Shimon, Stam Tosefta Rab Nechemya, Kulu Alibed Rab Akiva. Torah Sasoid is based on the Zohar, once again, the Torah of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Mishneh Vebraisa, Safru Safri, that is the entirety of Torah Shebalpeh. The Bavli and the Yerushalmi are commentary. Mishneh, Braisa, Safru, Safri, Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Reb Nechemia. That is the entirety of Teilu Shabbat Peh. They were the true and the ultimate Ma'atikei Hashmua. So in these days, approaching Lag BaOmer, this is a sugya we should be dealing with, because we have so much to do, so much tikkun. I think we are lacking in this most important endeavor in Shleimus in Kirvus Elokim. You cannot love a person and hate his children. Kiviyochol, you cannot love a Kodesh Baruch Hu and not love his children. We are all bonov shel Elokeinu. And if we don't love each other, we cannot say that we truly love a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And what was obvious in today's shiur, that v'ahavt re'achu kamoicho was not only a mitzvah shel halev, this is a mitzvah which must manifest itself in the way we relate and react and interact with other people. So Chassidim tell this very famous story of Rav Moshe Leib Sasseva. Rav Moshe Leib Sasseva said that the true oimik and depth of Yahavtu Reyachu Kamoichu he learned from an anshuk. I was once walking in the street, said Rav Moshe Leib Sasseva, and I overheard a conversation between two Gentiles. One asking the other, Mr. A asking Mr. B, do you love me? Mr. B says, aren't you ashamed to ask this question? Of course I love you, we've been friends for 30 years. Mr. A asks, do you know what hurts me? Mr. B responds, how could I know if you didn't tell me? Mr. A says, how can you say you love me if you don't even know what hurts me? How could we say we love other people if we don't even know what hurts? But you didn't tell me. Did you inquire? Did you ask? If you really love other people, you should know what hurts them. People in desperation, people in need, and sometimes we go about our lives not even looking about, not even looking out of our daladamis. A neighbor, a friend, a person in shul, a person in the office, we should know what hurts other people and try to do our utmost to be forthcoming and to give a helping hand. That is the essence of V'yuhavto l'rayecho kemoicho. As the Moshe Leib Sasseva said, how could you say you love me if you don't even know what hurts me? Kodesh Baruch Hu should help in the schus of the Tana of Shema Bayachoi. We should all and always hear Pseudos Toivos, Yeshuos, Anachomos, V'yohavto l'rechu kamoicho, Ani Hashem, wherever two people love each other, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence is there, Hashroas Hashchina is there, V'yohavto l'rechu kamoicho, Ani Hashem. The schus of the Tavar of Shem Reichu is on Zbaistein. We should only hear Pseudos Toivos, Yeshuas, V'nachomes, Shekodesh Baruch Hu Yiten, L'kol Ish V'ish, Dai Machsoiroi, Asher Yechzah Lo. And in these coming days, we should be Zoichu Tobias, Moshiach Tzidkenu, and Binyan Beis Amigdosh, B'mheiro V'yomeinu, Amen.